Gechevra, for the 5 minute vart this week, we're not going to talk about Chayesara actually. Because there's something a Torah I learned earlier today, something I was thinking about that I think we all need to hear, and we all need chizik in. And we're going to be Mevarach in Chodesh Kislev. Mevarach in Chodesh Kislev, Shabbos Kodesh. So exciting, after Mar Cheshvan, and been waiting so long. We've been waiting so long, MS. To be able to prepare for a Yantav, and just even though it's not going to be Kislev till later in the week, but even to hear Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we know Chanukah is coming, and we can prepare, right? It's going to be exciting. So we know all the Svarim and Sifri Kabbalah, they talk about how each month is connected a different Shevet. Each month is connected to the Bnei Saschar, we know, right? Each month is connected to another Shevet. So what's the month of Kislev? Any of you ever know? Weren't there yet. The month of Kislev is Binyamin. The month of Kislev is Binyamin. What's Pshat? Why is Kislev Binyamin? Why is Kislev Binyamin? So we look at the essence of Binyamin. You see the essence of any entity. We look at the shame. You look at the name. So if you look in Parshas Vayishlach, at the naming of Binyamin, Binyamin is very interesting because we know that came along Rachel Imenu, Vatikra Shemo Ben Oni. She first called him Ben Oni. Ben Oni, as Rashi says, means Ben Tsari, the son of my suffering. As we know, she suffered and perished and died because of this. Ben Oni. Va'aviv, and Yaakov comes and says, Va'aviv Karolo Binyamin. Says, no, we're not going to call him Ben Oni, we're going to call him Binyamin. And that's what we call him, Binyamin. What's Pshat? Rachel saw suffering and difficulty in that moment, which we don't blame her for. Her husband Yaakov Avinu, with his ability to see above and see with R, he says, no, it's Ben Yamin. What is Yamin, the right? The Yamin is always Chesed. Yamin Hashem is Raimimah, Yamin Hashem is Chesed. Meaning, what was Yaakov Avinu saying? Yaakov Avinu says, yes, it's true, I know, I feel terrible. I'm crying with you that we're suffering, that you're suffering. But we have to always believe, even in the moment of suffering, that in the dark clouds, there is some level of silver lining somewhere. And this is Chas de Hashem. Kol ma David Rachman al atav of it. And even if we don't see it right now, I know that it is. And we're going to call him Binyamin. And that's the essence of Binyamin. And that's the essence of Kislev. What is Kislev? Kislev is the Yantav of Chanukah. And Chanukah isn't, Kislev is always, we're going to change the clock to Matzah Shabbos. It's the longest and darkest of nights and the coldest of times. But we're going to light that candle and say, even in the darkest of times, there's light, there's R. Even if we don't see it explicitly on the outside, b'chitzonius, b'pnimius. And that's Ben Yamin. That's Ben Yamin. And there's no question, after all the very, very, very difficult, very, very, very difficult tragedies that Klal Yisrael went through this week, we have to believe and we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And even in these darkest of times, it's still Ben Yamin. It's still, there's going to be an R. There's going to be a Ner. There's going to be an R, there's going to be a Ner. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Rachel Imenu. We all know the words. We all know the words. Refrain from crying. Don't cry too much, like we said earlier tonight. There's going to be schar for all the suffering. There's going to be a schar. All the suffering is going to lead to something that's geula. We don't understand why and how and what. Who are we? We're mere mortal human beings. There's hope for the future. There's going to be geula. So mini kolech mebechi, v'liv kosa, with a small chaf. Don't cry too much. Don't cry too much. Have a munah, have bitachon. Know this chesed of Hashem. This yamin Hashem. We may not see it right now, and we're suffering, but we have to know, like a Yaakovin. That's what we ultimately call Binyamin. We don't call him the Benoini. We call him Binyamin, and that's Kislev that we're entering into. That's Kislev that we're going to enter into, and that's the Yantav of Chanukah. We have to have that in our hearts, and in our neshamas, and we have to feel it, and we have to believe it, and stand with Hashem, Begvura, and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said it to Rachel Imenu, and you brought the first Geula, as we know the famous Medrash in Eicha Rabbah. So we've all been crying this whole week. We've all been crying this whole week. It's all been a terrible, terrible week for Klai, so we've been crying. Kadosh Baruch Hu, tell us all, Mini kolech mibechi, Veinecha midima. We want to see the Yamin come out of this. We want to see the Chesed. We know we have tikva, yesh tikva, but we want already v'shavu banim l'gvulon. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please bring the geula, bring the chesed mesim. There should be no more suffering for Klai Yisrael. It's enough. It's enough of a dark galus. It's hard to see the chesed. Bring, let us see the chesed. We shouldn't have to go through what we went through this week ever again. It should be the final kapara to Azaycha, the Gula Shleim of Meshach Zakenu, Bimhera B'Yameinu. Hail G'Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,